I say to my kids, I go, we're not broke, we're blessed. That can go away at any moment. Like the fact that we have a roof over our head and you're fed and you can have the things that you want.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Okay?
I tell my kids we're broke and I'm blessed. They're not blessed. They're broke and I'm blessed. So they need to, like, you can fucking take out the bins, okay? It ain't gonna kill you.
And I'm about to piss you off because I got to talk about
feelings.
Feelings. And it's just a reminder, there's only two real emotions, people, love and loss. And loss feels like anger for some people. Her hand is raised if you're watching this on YouTube. And it feels like tears, generally. But some people, they want a more powerful feeling than tears.
So they go to rage.
Yeah, they go to rage. But the underlying feeling is you're losing something, you're in fear, you're in danger. Something of yours is being threatened. You're scared you're going to lose it.
Yep, so that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like you either want to cry or laugh.
Also, I
And everything else in between is you're driving to something.
Speaking of laughing and crying, it's my anniversary.
It's Jenny's anniversary.
Hey, you know what I want for my anniversary? Oh, look.
Oh.
Sheila brought us both.
Also.
We have so much for celebrating.
I had a clean colonoscopy. So
yeah.
Shoddy colon.
We're cracking some votes.
Sorry.
Trying to talk Kristen into drinking some, but
you know,
she's talking about responsibilities and bullshit like that.
You know that I'm easily won over.
Will you open this though, so
yes,
that you don't have to panic?
Okay, so you want to talk about your colonoscopy? We did that at length.
We did that at length.
Okay, so how many years have you been married?
So that's our anniversary is 12/11/11, and it's the only way that my husband remembers it. I found out last night he didn't remember it.
Whoop.
He didn't remember it so much that these friends of ours who we had dinner with, their anniversary is the day before ours, and we were out celebrating their anniversary. And I'm like, is this ringing any fucking bells for you, man? And it was not. It was not. So
well, I don't want to make you feel bad, but my husband and I was like, it was one of those things where I was like, well, I know it's coming up, so I guess we got to do something. I want to go to this cool place. I'd been one time before. It was kind of fancy.
Yeah.
And so my husband made reservations, and he made them for 5 p.m.
Well,
there is no place ever that is cool at 5 p.m. We got there and servers were doing roll-ups.
Well,
I was like, well, this is why I'm wearing the same outfit.
At least you weren't old enough to get the early bird discount.
I'm telling you, now that would have made me turned on. I would have been like, we're at fancy West Hollywood location and it's happy hour. Okay. But we weren't. We paid full boat. It was so weird to have like a dinner and it's 5 p.m. Like, it was still light outside.
I know. We aren't going to spend the money to put on a facade. He's like, what? He goes, what do you feel like doing? I go, you know, the other night when we had dinner with the kids and we didn't watch TV was really nice. I want to do that again. Like, I can't believe how much the kids talked so much. I feel like the worst parent ever. I'm like, oh, that's all I had to do is just
turn off the TV. Sometimes that's the thing. They talk so much. You're like, can we turn it back on?
Oh, my God. I learned so much about what they were doing in school and stuff like that, like better than the drive home. And it was like they were talking over each other. I'm like, let's just do that again.
Nice. That's not going to be the way it is every time. So cut yourself a break.
No,
you got to earn those.
I've got one more time in me. It's going to be tonight. And then we're going to shut everybody up by watching Stranger Things. We're binging it.
Thank you.
We're binging it so we can get caught up.
Because my daughter is, there is no bigger fan to Stranger Things than Eleanor Sweeney. And she, okay, so we go to a Catholic school and she keeps wanting to wear the t-shirt that Eddie wore. It's got like, it's the, what does it say? The Hellfire shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a freaking
Hessian
t-shirt.
Doesn't she have to wear a uniform?
Yes. But on free dress, she wanted to wear a Hellfire. She won.
I wish she could do
free dress. And we had a mom that was like, she's sending devil emojis through group chat.
The little purple, cute little smiley face devil emoji.
I just don't
emoji.
Need the judgment, okay? There's already people that think I'm a little too much. And not that I care, but Eleanor has a Hellfire t-shirt that's hard to explain.
Adorable little girl is into devil worship.
Yeah, huh? That wouldn't be the first time somebody said that to me.
God, okay.
Like, you're the devil on stage.
Well, Kristen mentioned Eleanor wants to go see it in the theater, the final, because the last four episodes come out when?
Christmas.
Okay. And then
the final episode, you can see it in the theaters, but it will also come out on New Year's Eve.
Okay, so she wants to
do a movie theater party on New Year's Eve, which I think sounds so fun.
Delilah wants to go see it in the theater. She wants to dress as Elle.
Yep.
And I kind of, like, I've been hesitant because, like, look, we watch Casper and my daughter sleeping in my bed, so I was like, I don't know. I think, honestly, Stranger Things is so big and so kind of unbelievable, even though I fully believe it. And it's based on the Montauk experiment. It's based on a real actual thing. But she doesn't know that. So I think it's a little big for her to be scared of.
I mean,
so she's loving it.
It's fun to be scared, too. I mean,
it's like a roller coaster is what I describe it.
Here's what I'll say about season five, and without any spoilers.
I'm not there. Okay,
I'm not going to give you any spoilers. First of all, I can go on and on about Stranger Things because I'm such a fan. I think it is really the show of Dashiell and Eleanor's generation.
Oh.
I think it is their show. But the thing we love about it is it's set in the 80s and the art direction doesn't
our generation
miss a beat.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is crazy. The bedrooms, everything in it, the Care Bear sheets. I'm like, my head is like, whoa, that was our age at this character's age. So it's so fun. And man, there is a scene in season five that every mother needs to watch because you're going to feel like you want to rip your shirt off and like just, it's so mama bear. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it's so empowering. And Eleanor showed it to me on purpose because she's like, just wait.
Ooh.
And then I saw it and I was like, oh, graphic, but awesome.
Okay.
Graphic, but awesome.
I will say, Kristen made me start watching it back in like 2017,
yeah,
I want to say.
Yeah, season two is kind of a turd.
No. I don't. We are watching all of it.
Yeah,
because why not? You know, we're having fun with the challenge of, you know.
And it's fun to talk about all the Easter eggs in there and the story.
We do it together. It's great because it is such good writing. And Delilah, she's 10. She's in the fifth grade. Like, our family, all of us love to read, but all of us have reading comprehension issues, which I remember my lowest scores in school being reading comprehension. Brits were too. And the kids, that's the one thing that they're, which I just don't know what they're asking in these questions sometimes. But
yeah.
Delilah is like doing work with the story and speculating. And she's like drawing information to see if she can figure out what's going to happen.
It makes you feel very smart.
It's great. I think it's really great, honestly. And the other thing was, so two things I didn't expect in rewatching it. I forgot like what a heroine Eleven is. Millie Bobby Brown's character is like.
Also, Hawk, Ethan Hawke's daughter. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Is she in season two or three?
She comes into season three.
Oh, Maya.
Three. Maya Hawke.
Yeah, she's
you
great.
You just wait. All the girls. Even Winona Ryder's character.
Yes.
Amazing.
That
was
right. The other thing I was going to say was I remember
it's
thinking
just good.
She was such a wreck in it. And I don't know if like I just didn't pay as much attention because I had like babies kind of
well,
when I was watching
it. Do you remember
it?
That I went as her for Halloween
yes.
when we did a Halloween video? And
yeah.
Jen was like, who are you? And I was like, no one's going to get this. And no one kind of did. And so when we reposted it, they were like, oh.
Now I get it. Yeah. No, it was great.
I'm never that cool.
It was deep cut. It was dead on. She was like, can you order me bangs?
Yeah. I got like, bangs.
Yeah.
And then I remember someone was like, do you not feel well? And I'm like, you guys have not
you
seen
gotta
the
watch
show.
You've got to
watch Stranger
yeah.
Things, y'all.
It was still very new and it wasn't like the...
The
trending topic
no,
that it is
it
now.
It took a little bit of time.
But Winona Ryder's character, I have so much more appreciation for this time 100%. Around. So I don't know if it, I really do think I didn't pay as much attention last time. And I think I'm watching it because I'm a little bit worried to have my 10-year-old and 12-year-old watching. I'm like, what do I need to like? There are a couple scenes where I'm like,
oh,
does it need to be this fucking hot and heavy in here? I don't want to.
Oh, that's not the, no, yeah, all of the above. But
yeah.
Get ready. But, you know, here's one thing I'll say about Stranger Things, too, that I just love, because I think this really matters to Eleanor, is that that cast is so tight and they are truly friends.
Yes.
They have been friends for a decade.
Oh, the actors.
The actor,
oh,
the
okay.
kids have grown up together. And, like, seeing Millie Bobby Brown go from being literally 11 to now she's 20 and she just adopted a baby and she's married. It's like,
yeah,
we've seen the, it's kind of like I mom so hard. We've all, our kids have grown together.
Right.
We've seen
oh God,
them
she's
change.
Such a baby in those early
she's a
episodes.
Baby. And it's so neat to see that like her, the godfather of her baby is the boy who plays Will. They're best
oh
friends.
My God.
Like there's so much goodness there that I feel like I can support that. I don't care. I don't care how graphic it is. And I don't, I just think it's such a great show that I'm like, you have to have this in there. If you took this out, it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to have my kids watching like Platoon or something. But it's
no, because
little,
those assholes don't like each other.
It's like a comic book sort
it's
of.
It's their POV, by the way.
Yeah. And the other thing I really liked about it was Dash made some comment. I'm not going to remember exactly what it was about, like, you know, the other kids were mean to them and, you know, because that there's like bullies in it. And I'm like, yeah, because they're nerds, but they have each other. And he really liked that idea that, like, you still have a group.
Yeah, because they're playing Dungeons and Dragons, which is literally a way to prepare for life, man.
I mean,
no one will invite me. You have no idea how many times I've wanted to LARPer.
Okay, we're going to start our own group.
Dungeons and Dragons group.
I know. Honestly, maybe you should start your own group and I'll start my own group on my site. No, you see me a lot. You want to play with me?
I would be so pissed off if you started a Dungeons and Dragons group without me.
All right, I'm sorry.
I don't even know how to throw a fireball, but I would throw one.
What about what?
I would Vecna the shit out of your
now that
game.
I know that now that I know that I'm going to start a group. But I also wanted to know, do you want to play Bunko? Because my neighborhood is going crazy for Bunko over here. It's like a dice game, right?
Yeah, sure. But I'd rather learn that Mahjong. But everyone says it's real hard.
It's really hard. Old Jewish women who have played it for a million years
don't know how to do it.
The rules are like endless. It's kind of made up, but like it's fun.
But it's originally a game from China, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
It's like anyway. Look, I love board games, so yeah, I'll play your Wonko. But I really want to play Dungeons and Dragons because there's like sub alt groups in LA that are really famous, which sounds super fun.
Okay. Can we dress up?
Yes, Jeremy. He's part of a Dungeons and Dragons group.
Oh, I love it.
When they were moving in, he was like, yeah, I play D&D. And I was like, can I join your group? And he was so uncomfortable because I could see in his face. He was like, absolutely not. Like, yeah. I was going to bring down the game average so fast. And I kept going. I was like, Jeremy, it seems like you're uncomfortable, but I really want to play Dungeons and Dragons. And I think in his head, he was like, well, learn from someone else. You're not getting it on my...
Not going to mess up my games. Yeah.
People take it. They're no bullshit.
You know what this is, Kristen? It's like when I asked if I could be on your softball team. Remember? You were like, no. Sheila, ask her what she said when I was like, hey, I've been catcher before. I keep book. I'm a good alternate.
I said you can keep score or bring sandwiches. The reason is because we were actually going to win the championship.
Okay.
And I couldn't have.
Now you get this Dungeons and Dragons thing that your neighbor was
tacking. There's no end in sight. It is a never-ending game.
You don't know. You don't know. I don't know.
You're right. Don't know. But I really want to know. And I think that I would thrive in it. But I just got to find a group. So if anybody's Dungeons and Dragons-ing out there.
All right. That's a thing we'll do in 2026.
Oh,
we'll start.
Speaking of, are we going to do our year-end wrap-up?
We should. Yeah. We're wrapping it up.
This is another balloon showing that I had a shiny colon.
Yep.
Okay.
Kristen's healthy in her butt space.
I'm healthy in my butt space. A quick year-end review. That's appropriate. My year-end
and
review.
And rear-end review.
Speaking of a year-end review, let's talk about my b-hole.
Looking at the rear-view mirror, we are healthy in our butts.
Yes.
So.
Feeling very good. A couple things. I'm just going to rapid-fire these so we're not on this subject for too long. Number one. Highly recommend getting your colonoscopy because even though the prep is terrible, and by terrible, I mean pretty terrible, it is the easiest way to detect polyps and remove them on the spot and to detect cancer. So it is like, and once you get a clear bill of health, you don't have to do it again for either 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So you go in, they check you out.
You
they
lose
remove
3 pounds.
They remove the polyps. They say, hey, look, we found some stuff. We want you to come back, or hey, you're clean and good to go.
Yep.
Go do your thing. Now,
we did a podcast episode. The messages that we got were incredible.
Very
awesome. A lot
of
people reiterating in a big way why you should get it done.
And that they had no symptoms. They went in and got a colonoscopy. They found
something.
Just
accept it. You're going to have a poop soup diet for a day and a half, and then you're going to find out you're okay or you're going to handle what you need to handle.
Well,
so let's do it.
And I have thoughts about that. My good friend Jen, everybody asked me, they were like, do you guys always schedule your appointments at the same time? And I go, absolutely not. Jen schedules hers and then I schedule mine after because she remembers. I did not have Jen, I would forget I have a body. Would be like,
she has got her mammogram planned for the next 10 years and I see it in our calendar. And that always reminds me.
Because the lady's like, just put it in your calendar every year at the same time. And I was like, except one time it was on a Sunday and I showed up and I'm like, this was your idea, Bernice. Okay. So I'll just give you my quick review of my colonoscopy experience. Happy to report, shiny colon, nothing in it. No, you cannot get your hemorrhoids removed.
Oh, well, my guy.
How do I know? Because I asked.
Well,
they referred me to a doctor. So I'm just saying that is not, that is false.
Okay.
Because
we went to a different doctor because mine, offered it up.
Hers is in a parking lot. Mine was like, we don't do that. And I'm like, I'm going to kill Jen. Okay. Second of all, by the time you get to the actual colonoscopy, which in normal experiences, going to a doctor's office or going to do anything like that, I have massive anxiety on the way in. At this point, you've been relieved of all of your dignity. So going in feels like the great. It's kind of like when you go to have a baby, you're like,
get it over with. Yeah,
I'm ready. So when I went in, I was very ready and I was very calm and everything was easy peasy. Although somebody told me a story about how they didn't have anesthesia with the colonoscopy. I think it was my dad. And I had it in my head that they were going to forget to give me anesthesia. At this point, you guys, I'd been crapping for 3 days. So I was not right in the head. So when I went to the counter, I told the guy, please don't let him forget the anesthesia. And he looked at me like I was literally crazy. And I was like, I heard a story about a guy's had a colonoscopy. It was my dad without anesthesia. I'm really worried you guys are going to forget it for me. And he goes, it's part of it. And I'm like, okay.
All right. Dewey went to like a tattoo parlor or something for his. I don't know.
God knows. He went to probably the vets, the VA, and they were like, hey, let's do this. And
I went to the colonoscopy truck that they have that pulls up and it offers.
Yeah, he's like, I sat down at a Miller Lite. The next thing you know, they were checking my colon.
Yeah.
So I go in and it is now in my purview that I am weird on anesthesia. It never occurred to me until I got really weird on this anesthesia.
What'd you do?
Okay. I feel so weird about this.
Really?
Okay. I was in the waiting room ready to go in. And I'm under a blanket and it's warm and there's nothing left in my body.
Yeah.
Jen told me, like, prepare a little bit earlier. So I did. And I think I went overboard. So,
but
she
still continued the process after the colonoscopy.
I think I lost like 18 pounds. There was nothing about, I was like, it's over. Like, if anything else comes out, it's going to be my kidneys. So I'm laying in the bed and I'm like, well, it's all over now. There's nothing I can do. So I was very calm. And the anesthesiologist, who at this point is Superman to me, all I'm waiting for is to not have this experience anymore.
Yeah. Like at that point, you need your brain to shut down and your butt to shut down.
I need it all to stop. So I'm laying there with the IV. The IV didn't hurt at all. I was very happy about that. I just laid there and the anesthesiologist comes in and he's kind of good looking. And I'm like, yep, of course.
Can you not watch what's going to happen? Just watch my face.
No. Oh, it gets better. So he comes in and I'm like, oh, he looks like he was like on a soap opera one time. Like he's like good looking, but he's probably like pushing 60, maybe 60. I don't know. And in my head, I make a joke or he comments on my signature. He said, I have a nice signature. And I go, well, your signature can't be good. You can't have it all. You can't have a nice signature and be an anesthesiologist. And he's like, I go, you can't do everything right. And he goes, you should ask my ex-wife. And I'm like, so we're having this little banter. So in my head,
throwing it out there, I think.
In my head, I clock it as flirting. But I'm not flirting with him.
I think it's flirting.
I'm sort of thinking to myself, I have so many single friends that if I introduced an anesthesiologist, I would win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? So in my head, I'm
thinking, most valuable friend.
Most MVP. That's the thing that goes in my brain. Like, single anesthesiologist, who could you hook him up with? That's what my head goes.
Yeah, my husband would go for him. I know we've been married for 14 years. That doesn't make a difference.
100%. So then and he's charming and nice and he's friendly. And they wheel me into the room. And then the other nurse comes in. Dude, hot. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me right now. Like, I'm looking at him and I'm like, you work out all the time. You're 28 years old. And then they're like, okay, we need you to lay on your side. And I'm like, I know from the back, that is not a good. I'm out of muscle.
My butt squares out as soon as I get on my side. It's like, this.
There's nothing about that that's appealing. Yeah. You would think I was maybe dead. So I'm laying on my side and then I look at the anesthesiologist and I'm like, I'm scared that medicine won't work and it won't make me go to sleep. And he's like, I promise it's going to work. And I'm
baby
like,
baby girl.
I go, I'm like,
don't make this weird.
How do you know?
I mean,
I go, do you watch the monitors? And he goes, no, I watch you. And then I was out. And I'm sure I like soft jawed and it was great.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So I'm like,
I bet those guys are like, did my job right. You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah.
The next thing I remember is literally what he said. I would wake up to the doctor giving me my results and I'm like blinking. And this really nice doctor, she's like in a hurry. She's like, everything looked great. You're good to go.
Yay!
The medicine's going to wear
woo,
off.
Woo, woo.
And it was like slow blinking, like my eyes were like heavy. And I was like, I feel fucking good. And then I look over and there's the anesthesiologist. And I'm like, don't worry, doc.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You're not going to be single for long.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's not what I meant. That's not how I meant it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. And I was like,
you didn't like take your wedding band off or anything. Okay.
No. And then I couldn't figure out like why I couldn't stop talking. And then they put me in a room and I was like, I got to get out of here.
Evidently, even propofol doesn't work on some parts of an ADHD brain. It keeps running. And that part is directly connected to your mouth. So, wow.
So then I'm putting my Uggs on and I'm like, I got to get out of here fast. But propofol makes you work real slow. So I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Trying to get my. So then I open.
Oh, God. I've never had more trouble putting pants on in my life.
Then I open the curtain and then I was like, have you guys ever heard of My Mom So Hard? I'm a comedian. Our LA based shows can
hey,
be.
Hey, did my butthole look familiar to any of you guys?
I'm bleeding.
It's because I'm Mom So Hard, is it? Yeah? You want to come to a show? We show a lot of skin. Get it? I'm Mom So Hard. Hey, I want to date that guy.
So my husband is waiting in the lobby.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure if I
you're
saw
like,
the doctor,
get out of here, call it. I'm working.
You know, I want you to know I'm married, okay? I'm
yeah.
No,
you overdid it.
Yeah, I overdid
too.
It.
Oh, shit.
So then I'm on the counter, and I'm leaning on the counter like it's a bar. And you know, like when I see you and I go, hey, Jenny, and I like dance, I'm like doing that. And I'm like, you guys, I'm a comedian and I have a show. And they were like, yeah, you told us. And I was like,
I did.
What do I do now? And they were like, you leave. And I was like, okay. And then I go in the lobby. This is 6 minutes after I have woken up from an intrusive.
I want to see like somebody whispering to the anesthesiologist behind the glass, you know, how much did you give her?
I was so embarrassed.
Do we need to keep her here?
I can't stop thinking about it. I want like a do-over. But then I started to think about it.
No, make it weirder. Find him on Facebook and then message him an apology.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm gonna triple down on how fucking weird.
Then when he doesn't reply, you show up on a day you know he's working.
Just once again, I just want to say I've got
pictures of women that you might be interested in.
I have single friends.
Yeah.
But he ran away from me. It was like, I don't know. Guys, in my head, everything
went bad. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, and then my husband was there with a cheeseburger. And I was like, if I wasn't so weird and had a thing up my butt, we'd probably do it because I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah.
And here's the other news report I'd like to just give all people that don't have common sense. I really thought once you got the colonoscopy that it was like a light switch. Like, you get done and everything goes back to normal.
They do make it sound like that. And it wasn't the case for me.
I crapped for 2 days.
Yeah.
And I would be driving and I was like, you know.
Yeah,
you,
it's unpredictable.
At best. But people are like, it's not a big deal. You'll be in and out. And it is like that because the prep is so bad. That the whole thing is 2 hours. And
I think that they know how hard it or like how uncomfortable it is, that you don't really wait at all. You barely wait. Like your wait time is like 11 minutes from the time you get in there to the time you're asleep.
That was not my experience, Jen Smedley.
Oh,
and I would also
like to
say,
you gotta quit going to these discount doctors, man.
I would also just like to say my husband was with me.
Give me more of that champagne. This story's done.
Talking about Indiana, you know, they just won the national, or they won against Ohio State. And so it was like going to be this very anticipated game. We go in and
I'd tell him to shut up and I'd blame the fucking
blow for 3 days. And we're going in and he starts talking to the guy that's checking me in. And my stomach is like not to be trusted. And I go, do you think maybe you could talk about this at another time?
Yeah.
Where's your bathroom? And so I finally.
Remember mine was broken. Yeah.
My place was broken.
Died.
I don't know what I would have done.
I know.
That's why they got you in fast.
I think so.
Because I kept having to ask and they would have to buzz me in. So it's like, I'm like, yep, you know where I'm going.
I'm just
going to
hang out in here until you call me next. Yeah.
So you can see why when the anesthesiologist came in, I was relieved. And here's my last thought. The prep is terrible. But there is something that's so, and I bet you felt like this too. There's something really mentally good cleansing about knowing that you do this thing that gets all of the waste out of you. And then they can just look at your colon in a clear way that for a minute, like your body is so pure. There was something about that that felt really, in my head, mentally very good.
Yeah.
So if you're scared of the prep, I get it. But just think of what you're eliminating.
Well, my doctor had said ahead of time, he goes, if you've ever done a cleanse, like a real cleanse, it's very similar. So I think you can like do that. And there is like a medical.
I've never done one like this.
The only thing I wondered was.
Why are you shitting Mountain Dew?
You guys, can I tell you a real mom fail that I did? And this is the first of many for the year. But in the last week, my daughter was like, hey, my thumb hurts. I look at it. It's just a regular thumb. I'm like, well, you pulled it, you jammed it, you something. It's fine. Just wiggle it as much as you can. It'll be fine. Next day, it's still bothering me. I look at it, totally fine. The next day, she shows it to her dad because she goes, everybody at school told me I should have you look at my thumb.
That's when you know it's bad.
And he forgets to tell me that her thumb is obviously infected and she doesn't tell me about it. So the next morning, she goes, Mom, it's hard to brush my teeth with my thumb. I look at it and it looks like a goddamn toe.
It's gross.
So
it is
big.
Gross.
One entire side of it is green. It is puffy. It's damn near purple. And I'm like, oh my God,
had parents that gave a shit about that. So we don't know how to operate.
My parents would have looked at this and been like,
get over
squeeze
it.
Squeeze it out. You shouldn't be doing that to yourself.
What'd you do?
And I did think, I'm like, you've been biting your nails. You had a hangnail or something like that. So I get her to the doctor. Thank God, pediatrician gets her in like right away, like 15 minutes after I called. And she's like, I thought I might have to do something gnarly to this, but we can just do antibiotics and then you're going to soak it in Epsom salt. So this, you know what Epsom salt is? It's the stuff you take before a colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
And it like does something to shift the water balance.
Yeah.
So it sucks the pus out and then it sucks the poop out.
Yeah. But when you take an Epsom salt bath, it's very good for inflammation. It feels so good.
It sucks the stuff out, but that's exactly what you're taking. So I learned so much in the last month. Like more.
Jen, I have to say, I was really proud of Jenny in her podcast episode about the colonoscopy because I think a lot of people are too uptight to just talk about it honestly and be like, hey, this is the thing. This is what you're going to experience. I thought you had it like it was all, it made me feel like I knew what to expect and that I was going to get through it. I mean, listen, at 2 a.m. when I'm sweating and like, I'm going to confess to a crime I didn't commit.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was going to die, but I remember thinking like, I'm hours away from this being over.
That's what I said. Once you start it, you're just looking for that finish line. Yeah. You just want to not have gone through all this pooping to not get it done.
I know. And in my head, I had all this dumb shit in my head. Not after that. Yeah. But I was like, oh, I'm going to get there and they're going to forget that I made the appointment. And I'm going to drive around town finding a colonoscopy doctor because I'm not doing this
again. You're not going to wait again.
I had so many weird, like, I do think I was having like fever dreams because I lost like 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Was literally cold.
Yeah.
I went and got Botox.
Every day I've been
telling
her,
dehydrated.
You got to drink water, man.
I know. I don't listen. buyer beware, you're not out of the woods.
I keep sending
her
that.
Just because you're out of the doctor's office.
I keep sending her that splash emoji, not because of the sexual connotations, but because she's...
My asshole.
We did it. Okay, so okay, we got that done for the year. That was a big old deal.
That was probably my biggest thing of 2025.
Hey, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to be negative about it. I'm going to be positive about it because I'm excited for 2026. I would describe 2025 as kind of a shitty year, honestly.
Really?
I mean, nothing terrible happened, knock on wood. There's, you know, but I do feel like it was a hard year for people and we didn't want to talk about it. Like,
yeah,
everybody is counting their pennies right now. If you're not, congratulations
true.
On being in the 1% of the population. Everybody's a little tight right now. Everybody's a little stressed out about the cost of things. And like, it's just been a different year.
I see what you mean. I think this has been the year that I, you know, not to make it sad because my dad is doing so much better. And honestly, I think it's that he went to Jen's for Thanksgiving and he had chats with people. Now he's like on this like Nebraska chat with our friend Brett Moline.
Oh,
and
great.
He's talking, you know, he's just had a chance to like reset. And I think it also reminded them that it's okay. Cause I need to remind myself, like, it's okay if you're not your best self. If you show up, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay if you have to use a walking stick or a cane or a walker or whatever, or if you're a little low energy or if you're a little sad, like the people that love you anyway. And so just be there. Just
yes.
Because it's better for you than to not be there.
Dewey, if you're listening, you being there, Terry being there was the highlight of my Thanksgiving.
It was so fun.
It was, they are my family, I feel like. And I was so worried and sad when I thought that he couldn't make it and just so excited to see them
that
there.
That was the big 2025 thing for me, was just enduring, like, because this started in the beginning of the year, you know, the surgeries and the, and just him healing. But I see something in him that I know is there, which is this spark of, oh, I gotta stay up and happy and I gotta work towards this goal because I have a lot of things I want to do. I think he's accepting that his body is going to operate differently. But fuck, man, that's goddamn, that should be the second highlight of my 2025, is my body's is different. It's going to operate differently, but that doesn't mean I'm out of the game.
100%. You know what? My hormones went away this year and I started on estrogen and I'm so
HRT.
Happy about it. But there is, like, for everybody, as soon as, I don't want to break your heart, Sheila, but you pass 40 and things get harder just with your body. And I know that's like such a trope, but it really is.
Really, it is.
You really have to have a positive attitude about it. If you can tell yourself anything, if you can kick your ass in any way, it's just like, just deal with it. Whatever it is, just deal with it. Like, that's kind of my, like, our good friend Joel, who is my brother from another mother, I've known him since high school. He's had all kinds of health problems like his whole life. He's been in the hospital for 40 days recovering from shit.
Yeah.
He's going to be in there till like January 6th. And I'm just like, just keep fucking trying, man.
Yeah.
You just have to keep fighting. He's got the best attitude. I know he listens to the podcast all the time. So we're sending you love and healing vibes, bud. But like, you just got to keep fucking fighting, man. You got to stay
hard.
In this.
And I do think you're right. I think 2025, for a lot of people, especially, I do think that Los Angeles is taking a very big hit. And I think that it's quick. I think people are quick, especially if you don't live here, to sort of think that California is one way, or that Los Angeles has a vibe, or a, you know, like where you choose to live there. But if you've built your home here and the business here, you know, that supports so many other people.
Yeah.
Goes away, which it did.
Yeah.
It affects everybody. And you and I built this thing that's sort of outside of Hollywood, but there's also these parts that you and I want to do that are in Hollywood.
Right.
And everything came to a very quick halt.
Yeah.
With that being said, ain't nothing stopping us. We're going to still keep going. And we're very excited about the tour. We're writing a new book. Things are looking up, but 2025 was definitely kind of like, how long do we fucking tread water?
We started writing our book in 2025. It's going to be out next year. We're super excited about that. But it isn't just LA. It's like back where we're from. I know a lot of you are from there too. It's like the Tyson plants closing, like, you know, the Kellogg's plants closing and stuff like that. So I just want to acknowledge that, like, Because whenever I'm like, yeah, we're broke. We're not going on vacation. People are like, thank God you said that.
I say it too, Jenny. Because I think
people feel like they have to fake it.
I say that all the time. I'm like, somebody just invited me to go to like a really fancy restaurant. And I was like, I got to kind of like tighten up a little bit. Would you guys be okay if I just made us a lasagna? And everybody's collective sigh of like, oh my God, thank God.
Yes.
Because I just don't think it. You have to do that. I think
the thing that's
hard to say shows courage.
Yeah.
And I try to do that with my kids too, because I'm like, we're not keeping up with the Joneses, man. We're going to do whatever it is we have to do. And if, you know, there's nothing shameful about being honest about where you're at in your life.
I say to my kids, I go, we're not broke, we're blessed. That can go away at any moment. Like the fact that we have a roof over our head and you're fed and you can have the things that you want.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Okay?
I tell my kids we're broke and I'm blessed. They're not blessed. They're broke and I'm blessed. So they need to, like, you can fucking take out the bins, okay? It ain't gonna kill you.
Hey, while we're counting our blessings, can we talk about Travis and Taylor this year, too?
2025, the highlights. Again, it's just a sparkly object that kept us talking about love.
Yeah, it's
so great. Did you see that she was on the Colbert show last night?
She's
the only guest.
Oh, really?
The whole time.
That's a coup for them, man. That's a big
guest.
Yeah,
and I think she wanted to do it because he's gonna be off the air. And by the way, I'm such a huge Stephen Colbert
fan. He's so sweet. Yeah.
I'm a good
Catholic boy.
Good Catholic.
One of the eight. Yeah.
Loves
his
so
mama. He's
handsome.
A good boy. Yeah.
I'm like,
okay, that's enough. Are you an anesthesiologist, Mr. Colbert?
Can you give me propofol and I'll tell you how much I love you? And then
she said a thing though, was that because I try to like temper my Taylor love because I don't want to like blindly follow anyone. She said,
I call bullshit on that, but go ahead.
Okay. She goes, people keep asking me, can I just let somebody else do it? And then she goes, and then talk about how good it was or how good I am.
They want her to go away so that they can say how good she was. And she's saying, but I want longevity.
Oh.
I don't want to go away.
Oh, she doesn't want to be a was.
She doesn't want to be a was. She wants to be a now.
I was worried. I was like, oh, so you're really openly embracing your...
I think she's saying, I'm not going to dip because you're telling me to. I'll dip when I want to.
Yeah, okay,
which
I
kind of love. And she's so in love. She calls Travis the love of her life. And
she does. I didn't see the whole interview.
You're going to die.
Just pee-peed a little bit.
Explode.
Oh, my God. When are they getting married? When is it happening? And
I don't know, but it's maybe when we get arrested.
I think we might be prepared for that.
I think we dress wedding ready.
Yeah.
And we just keep showing up to places. I hear rumor it's going to be in Rhode Island. Rumor.
Oh!
I've never been.
She has a place
there,
right?
We've been to Providence. Yes.
Oh,
but
she's
I'm
got
just
a
saying,
house there.
We'll say we're doing a show.
Let's get an Airbnb like long term so it's ready.
Ready to go.
Yeah. And
oh my
then,
God. You know she'd have guests that would rent from us. We can't not be invited if we own the Airbnb.
Well, we get a house, every single one of those rooms we could rent out, including the basement and bathroom, because people want to be there.
All we need is one invite.
Okay.
And then I'm your plus one.
We wear one of those
fucking
long trench coats. I sit on your shoulders.
Yes. And you just look like, you know, a supermodel.
Oh, my
We're
God.
Just tall enough to be one. You're Taylor's height.
Exactly. Exactly.
On my shoulders.
I'm right. I can
talk to her eyeball and I'll be like talking to her boobs. You know what I mean? You'll
I
be like,
you,
I love you so much. And I'm like, I feel weird.
I realized a hardship that people have to endure with me that I wasn't aware of, which is when they hug me, it's like their shoulder goes into my neck and I'm just used to it. But I have so many short, like, mom friends that I've noticed when I hug them lately, I'm like, did I hurt you? Did I break your trachea with my shoulder? Like,
going in. Going in too hard?
I'm going in too hard. I'm going to practice, just so everybody knows. It's a thing I need to work on. And I
go into a full squat, most women
I know.
Because they're all so small.
Right.
Like, when we went, I can say a highlight that we did that was pretty awesome. We've been doing more press. And for us, for Jen and I to get opportunities to do press, we don't have a publicist. You're looking at Team My Mom so hard. Sheila's in here with us. Casey on the podcast. Michelle, our tour manager.
Our husbands sometimes, yeah.
Team My Mom so hard. And our husbands, hers is happier than mine, has helped us. And that's, we have been operating that way. It's not easy, but we'll add more when we can. But right now, it's been us. And so when we get to do PR opportunities, like big TV opportunities, it's a big deal for two people like us.
Right.
So we got to do KTLA,
it's
which
so
was lovely.
Fun and exciting too.
And then we got to do Access Hollywood with Kit, who, if you know, you've seen her forever. And she's just as gorgeous as you think she is.
She is like,
she's so goddamn pretty.
You know what? She kind of looks like an LOL doll, but not like slutty. She's like a
she's
tiny,
built like a
petite,
brick shit house.
Fucking tight as can be.
I mean, she runs.
Beautiful. Like,
she's fit. She's cool. She's got a little Southern going on.
I think
on.
She barely has any makeup on.
She doesn't.
And she looks perfect.
And then Karamo from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. God, he's so attractive.
He's so attractive. He's
another
very
man
tall.
That won't love me, but.
And just because I love Signs from the Universe, you know what was crazy was when we went there, he was like the first person I saw when we walked onto the set, and I gave him a hug, and he's so dang tall compared to me.
He's so tall and beefy.
That my face hit, he had this pin on that was an owl pin, which owls are my sign from Britt's mom that she's around, you know, because she's passed away. Like when we moved into our house, there were owls in the
backyard. I'm sorry, I did not just eye roll.
What? Did you?
Maybe a little bit. I didn't mean to. But if it's on camera, I was looking to the camera.
Okay.
I believe it for you.
Can I tell you something that will make you? Okay.
Yes.
So I get home and I was like, oh, maybe she's like here with me just because I'm nervous or something. Or like just letting me know I'm doing things in the right direction. And I got home and Britt was like, it's my mom's birthday. I see the owl pin and I tell him how much I love the owl pin.
Who?
Karamo, you're not listening. Karamo?
It's not Karamo.
I said Karamo.
Karamo.
Did I say Karamo? Karamo.
You're not allowed to say his name ever because you were dying in the back. I was like, don't say it. She's like,
because
is it Kilimanjaro? And I'm like, nope, it's not even close to that. It's
I thought
Karamo.
I was saying Karami.
But I'm
like
saying
the
who because
Hello
it's funny
because
of an owl. I'm being an asshole.
I get it. I know. Kristen, I got it. So I get home after we do it and it's Britt's mom's birthday.
That's cool.
You're just plying me with alcohol at this point. Okay, let me talk about
that. Makes me fun.
Let's talk about more
positive things.
All right, but no, let me stay on the spiritual for a minute. Okay, it was
my kids got first communion.
That's true. That's true. It's Year of the Snake, which snakes are my spirit guide. So I fully expected this year to be a little bit. Better I even invest in a snake ring. But you know what also was weird? Was when we were at Access Hollywood, the production assistant that you loved, his hair, and I thought you guys were going to kiss.
He is the guy that won't love me.
He had the exact same snake tattoo as the ring I bought. The exact same. Okay? And he was born Year of the Snake, so you know what that means? He was 24, so hands off,
Jesus
Kristen.
Christ.
Yeah, because it's every 12 years. Yeah.
What?
You're the Snake. He wasn't 36.
Yes, he was. Yes.
No, he wasn't. The young guy with the curly hair that you had like a 20-minute long conversation. I thought you were going to run your fingers through his hair for a second.
Another gay guy that just won't.
No!
Yes. Yes.
You are. No, he was not.
Well,
then
I did hit on him because I thought he was gay.
Not the English guy. You know the other one I'm talking about?
Yeah. Gay as the day is long. I don't know how to tell you this. It's like a rainbow.
How do you think they are when they're not, but not know they are when they are?
Because I kind of know they are and they won't want me. And it's the ultimate, it's the ultimate cat and mouse game. It's a little bit of thrill of the chase that will never, ever, ever, ever end in anything.
Well, okay. I took the tattoo as a sign. I took the owl as a sign.
That's good. You're looking.
I'm looking forward.
Whenever people are looking for good, you find good.
2026. We're moving forward.
Yep.
We're hoping we get an invite to Travis and Taylor's wedding. We've got good, fun things. And the tour. You guys buy tickets to the tour.
The tour.
We're on tour in 2026.
Yes.
Got a bunch of dates in the spring.
2026 is a big year for us.
Because it's our 10-year anniversary.
It's our 10-year anniversary. We have been around long enough to have a tween.
Oh, my God. I have so many anniversaries right now.
Yeah. You've got
you know,
10-year.
I will make the offer to you like I made to my husband, which is you can cheat on me.
I don't know what
that means. What I don't know about, I don't care about. Just do it. And
well, I'd like to say this. You cannot cheat on me.
He doesn't know anybody.
Oh.
He doesn't get out of the house enough to meet somebody to cheat on me with.
I could be standing naked in front of my husband with another man, and my husband would just want to talk about college football and who's going to national championship.
Agreed.
He would not even pay attention that the other dude isn't wearing pants.
Yeah. Like, both of our husbands are like this, though. Do you think he's funnier than me?
I don't even know if my husband cares about
really?
That.
Really? Oh, but he would get mad if you were like, so-and-so knows more about football than you do. He'd lose his god darn mind.
You know
mind.
What he gets mad at? When I say that his team is Texas. If I go, so when does Texas play? And he's like, it's A&M.
My husband would be like, Ohio or Ohio State?
I'm like, I don't care.
Now that I've talked shit about Britt, I do think I should bring him in.
I think so.
He is going to be my hot flash.
If you guys get weird, I'm out.
Oh, we won't. What do you think? We've got some hot, heavy relationship. We've been married for 14
if
years.
You guys kiss
we've
on the
been
mouth,
together.
Weird.
He, unless he's trimmed his mustache, which I guarantee you he hasn't even.
All right, go get him.
He probably, I just texted him. He's probably blocked my calls. So let's see if he comes in.
No, he doesn't block anybody's calls.
Listen, I told him earlier, Sheila was here as my witness. No, he answers every call except for mine on the golf course.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I know it's not going to be important. But he came in. I was like, hey, you want to come in? He goes, like, should I get dressed? I'm like, oh, don't do anything special for me on our anniversary.
Don't put on a shirt.
I mean, you've only been unshowered for 2 days. You know, you still got 2 more days you can go before you're legally required.
I would like 2026 to be the year that I burn 8 pieces of clothing my husband wears on rotation
that
I can't see one more time, which is the gray shorts in particular. I'm like,
oh, gray shorts. Were you trying to get everybody to look at your dong?
That's what I think.
I know. This is my husband, Britt McAdams. We've been married 14 years today, and I would say good 14 years. Couple years, maybe hit touch and go.
For sure.
But
first 9 were hard.
Yeah, we came through. My parents got divorced at like 13 and a half years. We've already like beaten the Smedley odds. I will check my husband. I'll gently put a hand on him. To make sure he's still breathing the death check, because he does have sleep apnea. And
I do not have sleep apnea. I snore.
What isn't that the same thing?
No, because I'm not gasping and like dying.
Tell everybody what Kristen, the word she really laughs at when you call yourself.
We were Gordo. In Costa Rica.
Yeah.
We were in Costa Rica and they had a weight limit for the zip lining, which I was approaching. I kept asking if they were worried about me being gordo. the translation to a different language, they weren't really getting that I was joking. And Mrs. Sweeney really enjoyed
it. She about peed her pants. She was laughing so hard.
Britt asked if he was gordo. He then looked at me. And I panicked.
She tried to keep it together.
And I tried to keep it together. My husband, however, was sitting on the sidelines because they said 100% you're too gordo to be on this.
It was a tough moment for a lot of us. And my husband did, I don't know, he made his way onto the zip line.
Yeah, the zip lining disaster. There were 14 went in and
three.
Just everyone screaming and
$900 later. Okay, so let's cheers. We got cheers. The happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
It's been a great 14 years. Do you have any advice?
Regret?
Okay, go ahead.
This is my honest marriage advice. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Marry someone nice.
Oh.
And if you can't get that,
marry somebody good looking.
Marry someone short.
And you can overpower.
Exactly.
Okay, mine would be, and we've both said this before, marry somebody who wakes up in a good mood.
I have notes.
No, well, sometimes we don't, but I think we do a quick.
But I wake up 2 hours before you do, so you have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to see what mood you're in before I get up.
Yeah.
But that's also your fault. So let's not, he's going to ask for a ticker
apnea.
Tape parade.
It's sleep apnea. It's either wake up or die. Yeah. What was that? What did you just yell at me? Jeez Louise, I'm going to take this home with me.
Fortunately,
I'm already home.
I'm going to make sweet love to that Gordo body tonight. Yeah. She said she was going to leave if I talked about any of that. But happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
My hot flash for now and for always.
For now.
For now.
You're my hot flash for now.
You know what? Maybe always. We were at a dinner last night. I mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast. It was the dinner where my husband did not realize his memory was not jarred by the people having an anniversary that day, that the next day was our anniversary. slipped your mind?
When was this?
Yes, last night. But I was sitting at dinner and he's being ridiculous and making me laugh, which is why we stay married. Because if you weren't funny, I probably couldn't handle you and you probably couldn't handle me, right? If you didn't have a good sense of humor.
I don't know, you sort of had to talk your way
into
that one.
You know what? It's sort of a double-edged sword. Yeah. But you have a good sense of humor and I have quirks. So that's nice for me. And it also makes me
laugh. You have stuff.
I have got a lot of baggage. I came
no,
here.
I mean physical stuff. No, I mean literal baggage, like
yeah,
the garage full.
A lot of decorations
we need
and whatnot.
A basement or an attic of some sort.
But as my phone's like blowing up, it's like this school thing where somebody's asking me about, like, can we get a deal on pizzas for a party or something like that? And I look at it, and the last text that she sent to me is, by the way, I saw Britt today and he scared the shit out of me. And if I don't get a text like that almost every day where he is messing with people,
you shouldn't walk that close to the front of the car. You know, we're parked watching soccer. And if a couple's going to walk in front of me at night,
honk. Because you're an 8-year-old.
Because that is who he is. Yeah. Let Kristen back in, but happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, happy lover.
Anniversary. He's never called me that in his life.
This is my list of things that I felt like I needed to say. We covered the colonoscopy for year end. The great raccoon invasion of 2025.
Oh, yeah.
That was my camping experience.
Yeah.
I'm still not okay with that.
Such a good camping story.
Finn started high school.
I know. That's such a big deal. And
Eleanor.
Colin
started high school. And Eleanor just made her soccer team at school.
Yay.
But also, I don't think you and I can talk about 2025 without talking about the sport of soccer.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think it's like wallpaper. It was like, where are you? I'm at soccer. Where are you? I'm at soccer. What field are you? I'm at this field.
It's like an endless hallway covered in annoying wallpaper.
It's an endless hallway of soccer.
I will give you one compliment, soccer. One is that my son is really liking it now.
I talk shit because it's easy to complain about. But I really did enjoy this year with being out. It forces you outside. You get to go do fun stuff.
And he's challenged himself and like stepped up to the plate in ways that I'm really like excited about. I know that's the wrong sports reference. Also, don't give a shit. I think that's a baseball reference, whatever. But he's like tried harder and like been braver. And he's been under pressure because he had to take over for goalie.
Yeah.
And Encino and his age group won all of their games and playoffs, and that's never happened before that they can remember. And I'm like, you were part of that.
Yeah.
Like there were probably way better goalies before you that they lost and you didn't, and you get to brag about that.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a big deal
for him. It is fun. And I got to go to Bakersfield with Finn and he won the championship and they did that thing where they do a shootout at the end, which,
oh yeah.
Soccer was written
by. Because it must have been a tie, right?
It was a tie.
Soccer was
literally written by like the producers of a telenovela. They were like, how do we make it more dramatic?
Yes.
And so they're like, the shootout at the end. And so they all like have to shoot on goal. And it literally, my butt was clenched for like 24 hours. I felt like I could not, you know, listen. And speaking of butts, there's just another reference there. But soccer was a big part of 2025. We toured a lot. Did we talk about that? We said we were on the road a bit.
We did.
Some changes
went to some new places.
Yes.
We've had Michelle for a year, right?
Oh, at least.
At least. Okay. Yeah. Because she's such a great addition, you guys.
Yeah. We get on the road with our suitcases and stumble through. But
and she takes me thrift store shopping sometimes, and I just love
it. I avoid that. I don't mind thrift store. It's fine. If I'm in the mood, I got to be in the mood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once in a while. I think I'm good.
There's something else.
Well, it feels, okay, fine. I had a bucket list thing happen in 2025, and I'm not going to get into it too much other than to say I had a chance to work with Molly Shannon, and that was kind of like the biggest. I know. I forgot to tell you because.
What the?
I know.
How could you forget?
Because
I just blew out this microphone. I'm sorry about you.
I know, because we've been so busy. And when we're in front of each other, I just think, what is the thing we got to do right now? And like, we talk about our kids. And I forgot. So I ended up working on a TV show with Molly Shannon. My part is very small, and I'm sure it will get cut.
But you're with her.
But
in
I'm
the,
with her, and oh my she's God. As weird as I am. And
you get compared to her a lot.
I do, which is the greatest compliment that I know. And Eleanor loves her. And so I was on set, and she was exactly what I wanted her to be, which
just
was
so nice.
Nice, but weird nice, and like a little sprinkle of who she is yeah. in character. And then my scene was with her, and at one point we were like holding hands. So we were standing next to each other for several hours. And so I just felt like she made it. I was, of course, nervous.
Were you
she
sniffing
made it.
Her?
We didn't sniff each other. She's a badass, and she asked about I mom so hard, and that was very cool. And so I never, ever, ever ask anybody for photos, ever. And so I was...
If you have a photo and you didn't show...
I do. I do.
I feel wronged right now.
I didn't tell really anybody. I think life got busy, and this was like just a moment. And so I kept saying I was going to tell you, and then I was like, but we got to work on our book chapters. Oh, we're going to talk about, you know, the stuff that's going on with our kids is...
Yeah.
Far more in Listen, the front of the, our lives.
The only way I'm forgiving you for this is that I forgot to give you your birthday gift for like 3 weeks.
See, so like, and it's not like I'm
and
like,
you were
Jen,
standing next to it at times. So,
right. But I wasn't like, you know, Jen, I got to tell you about that. I had this moment, and then it was kind of done and over with. It was just one day on set, and it was really fun.
That's a wonderful highlight for the year. That's exciting.
She's cool. She's everything. And I was... It literally, I like left going, all right, cool. That's a high five in my book, in my head. That felt really cool.
I have a weird question. Is she very tall?
No, she's little.
Really? She looks so tall.
No.
Are you taller than she is?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that. Doesn't she look tall?
She looks like she would think, I think she's like 5'5". But I had little heels on. And so she was like... But she's fit as a fiddle, and she's just like the way she says anything. She goes like, yeah, like exactly in a Molly Shannon way that you hear it and you're like, oh my God, it's like, can you know?
She's got a new show, right?
Yeah, that's the one. It's the golf
God
show.
Damn it.
On,
I am so
listen. It doesn't matter. I'm probably not even going to make the cut. I don't care. I
you
was
will too.
Happy to be there.
You will too. That's
and,
so fun.
It was, and yeah, that's, because I told you, I think I talked more about driving to Whittier than I did about my dad.
I did hear a lot about the drive and the get up very, very early for the day. But I mean.
I know I was crapping my pants because I had to be on set at 5 a.m. And I was like, how long do I have to drive?
God dang it. I've been married for 14 years and that's great. And I love my husband, but I really love Molly Shannon.
I mean,
man, that's it.
I'm not lying. I felt like I got in my car and I kind of was a little bit emotional just because I was like, oh,
that's
man,
cool.
she's like the person that has been a beacon for me in like physical comedy. And like people
guys,
say we look a lot or that we similar
send messages because we share our accounts. They're like, you look like Molly Shannon when you do that. Are we?
Yeah. Meanwhile, like, Jen gets like, you look like Carrie Underwood. You look like Christina.
No,
Applegate.
I don't.
Who's the other one?
No,
Renee Zellweger. Bullshit. They never say that. I get Molly Shannon, and I'm going to keep it.
Kristen, we have to do, before the end of the episode, we have to fit check, because you are wearing something super special.
Yes, it is super special. Okay, so this hat was given to us
this
by,
year.
There's one, Jen has one too, and then I got one. And it's, what's her name again?
So it's Wittywear. You can find her on Instagram at WITTEWEAR.
Yes, she used to knit. Now she does embroidery.
Yep.
But she made us these hats, and these are our kids' flowers, the month of their flowers. And I just think I
told
you.
It's so special.
Ball caps and me, they are two
me
things
too.
I wear
me
the
too.
Crap out of.
Me
and
too.
I go, you're going to see this a lot on my head. And I think there's always that thought. You're like, yeah, they say that. But I'm like, no, now I'm sure she's like, she wears it all the time. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
But I love it.
I do wear mine too. I got to do
really
a video
sweet.
With it on or
well,
something.
Well, Jenny got a new haircut, so she's showing that
No,
off.
But I always wear, I like pickups and drop-offs.
You probably wear a ball cap more than me.
I think I do. Because I like ones that also say dumb things. So
yeah, she likes ones that's like bougie mama. I'm like,
I have one that says bourgeoisie.
And then you have one that's like Midwest bougie or something.
Oh, it says Midwest princess.
Mitzi.
But I do feel like.
Either way, we want to say thank you to all of you for consistently
Yes.
All the time. Supporting
us. Reviewing and subscribing.
We love doing the podcast. We're hitting it hard in 2026. We're going to have more segments.
That's right.
Podcast is going to be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We're going to, we're excited to dive in, but we just wanted to say we hope that 2026 is everything you want it to be and more. Put it on your vision board if that's the shit
it's
that you do.
It's
going to be great.
Good, better, wonderful year for everybody.
2026 has a good ring to it.
So
yeah, man, a lot of big things in 2026.
Travis and Taylor are getting married.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
what?
Oh, events.
I have a big birthday. Why are you more worried about it than I am?
I'm not. I didn't want to out you more than.
Hey, we should do like a trip.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Dude, is this a cruise?
Is this when we do our cruise?
I mean.
Okay.
That's literally the perfect time. August is literally a perfect time.
All right. It's
okay,
out
get
the
ready
universe.
For it. We're going to put it out there. We're going to do the I Mom So Hard cruise in August to celebrate Jenny's birthday.
Yeah.
And to celebrate being 10.
Yeah.
And we're going to fucking do it. So we're putting it out there now. We don't know what cruise line. It might be a pontoon. It might be at Havasu.
Hey.
Hang tight. We're doing it.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I think we just podcasted.
Yes.
Pioneer.